So let's just breathe and relax. Breathing and relaxing and remembering who we truly are. That we are the non-physical. We are the extension of non-physical energy in the physical plane. We're delighted that you're here, Joanne. No problem. We know that the divine light that flows through us, that shines in our eyes, that sparkles in our faces, that is brilliantly lit up through the lives that we live, is the infinite light, the powerful love, the glorious energy of Source. We are Source energy on the leading edge of thought. Abraham continually tells us to return to our center, to return to the knowing of who we truly are, to find that essence within us, and to feel the wholeness of who we are, to see through the eyes of Source, to feel through the hands of Source, and through the emotions of Source, to touch with the energy of love. We are here to be Source energy in form. And Abraham gives us so many empowering tools to help us to focus on that truth. The latest one they're talking about is an old one, a new thought about an old story. The focus wheel is the opportunity to bring us into harmony with the power of focus itself. As we focus, the energy that creates worlds pours through us and creates in our lives the things that we think about. And our emotions tell us if we're in harmony with our broader intention or if we're focused in this moment on something that we don't want. When we feel bad, when we feel negative emotion, we are separated from that clear vision of broader perspective, the way our inner being sees the situation. So when we think a thought of fear, a thought that we are not enough or that we are failing, the thought that we are disempowered, we feel bad. And when we think thoughts of confidence and security and joy, we feel good. Because in those moments, we are in alignment with our inner being. So let's just relax into that empowerment right now. And remember the power of who we are. We live in an extraordinary world where the power of our being is focused through our thought. As we think, we get feedback from non-physical energy in the form of our emotions. The power of our thought is immense. The power of our choosing our thought is even greater. Because as we become aware of our negative emotion, we find that guidance within us that comes to us 24/7, 365. There is never a time when our inner being sleeps and does not respond in the very moment of a thought with guidance as to whether we're focused on what we want or what we don't want. It is so empowering to remember that Abraham says that our emotional guidance is an even more powerful guidance than the guidance they give to us through Esther Hicks. Our emotions touch us in the very moment we have the thought with the direction of that thought and tells us if we're moving closer or further away from everything that we want. We are the thought of spirit. And as we bring that thought into alignment, the way they teach it now is go into the vortex, move into the vortex, where everything we've ever want is assembled, waiting for us. We move into the vortex by thinking thoughts in alignment with Source, which means we move into the vortex by thinking thoughts that feel good. So we're just relaxing into feeling good. Isn't that simple? It really is a simple, easy answer to life. They said to a woman who said, I have four questions. They said, get in the vortex, get in the vortex, get in the vortex, get in the vortex. And then they said, get out from the hot seat. Because that's always the answer, whatever we're facing. If we're stuck on an issue, if we're feeling negative emotion, the answer is to come back into alignment with Source, to find something to focus on that feels good, to get in the vortex. The focus wheels they've been doing with person after person focus on the power of focus. So like Abraham lately, what I'm doing today is a sales job on knowing that each of us have that power to choose. In this moment, you can choose a thought that is empowering. It will depend on where your other thought that you've been thinking lately resides, whether the thought that feels empowering in this moment is a thought of joy or even a thought of anger. For if you're feeling really empowered, anger is empowering. And as you move up the emotional scale, each feeling you have is more empowering than the one before. So anger is more empowering than grief or guilt or fear. Frustration is more empowering than anger. Neutrality, coming into non-judgment, is more empowering than frustration or overwhelmment. Hope is more empowering than neutrality. Belief is more empowering than hope. Joy and love and appreciation and wonder are all more empowering than belief. The knowing of who we truly are is the greatest empowerment of all. As we embody that knowing and stand in the confidence and joy of our power, life is beautiful. And when we feel that way, we are totally in alignment with the way our inner being sees us. Our inner being sees us as powerful. Our inner being knows the power of our thought. The inner being knows our capacity to focus. Have you ever been worried about something and found that you couldn't think of anything else? That's the power of focus in a negative direction. Being passionate about something, falling in love, and being unable to think of anything else, that's the power of focus in a positive direction. Abraham says that when most of us fall in love, our lives get better in other ways because we're so focused on someone we appreciate. We lessen our resistance in other areas because we bring ourselves back again and again to those thoughts that feel so good. So let's spend a moment now focusing on someone or something we love. Sometimes nature or pets is easy. Or there may be a person who helps you be a catalyst to your connection. Think of something or someone easy to love right now. Allow the wave of appreciation to sweep over you. Perhaps you'll feel your breathing relax or your shoulders. Perhaps you'll feel a warmth in your heart or your heart opening. Perhaps you'll just feel generally good. The vibration of appreciation is the vibration of the source energy within us. As we come into alignment with that beautiful source energy, we come into our own power. We live in the truth of our being, and in that truth we shine. We are bright. We are brilliant. We are radiant. We are illumined. We are enlightened. We are the wholeness of who we are, showing up on the planet. Our non-local self as well as our local self. Our infinite self as well as our finite self. Our eternal self as well as our temporal self. Our physical self showing up with the wholeness of our non-physical component, pouring through us as beauty and harmony and grace and prosperity and wonder and delight and passion and fulfillment, satisfaction and laughter, as humor and joy, as willingness and openness and freedom. Life is so good when we're connected. And it doesn't feel good when we're not. Because that's the guidance coming from our inner being, telling us in this moment, am I connected or not? You don't have to ask too far, because you just feel, do I feel good or not? If I feel good, I am connected. If I don't feel good, I'm not. It's so simple. It's so easy to be aware of our connection. And in that awareness, we're doing a meditation. Please join us. In that awareness of our connection, we are empowered. We feel that guidance coming from within us that says yes. The guidance that says yes feels better than whatever we felt before. The guidance that says yes feels like relief. We are relaxed into the knowing that all is well. We are released into the fullness of who we are. Who we really are is joy. Who we really are is energy. Who we really are is health. Who we really are is prosperity. And as we feel good, we come into alignment with all of those things. As Abraham says so often lately, we come in to the vortex. Come on in to the vortex. Come on in. Come on in. It feels good inside. It feels easy and light and fun and free when we're connected with our inner beings. And our inner beings are ever calling us through our emotional response to those things that are a match to who we truly are. The vibration of Source is light and pure and high. It feels wonderful. And as we cultivate feeling better and better, we become more and more sensitive and aware when we turn away from those good feelings. We take those negative emotions that we feel seriously, in the sense that we notice they were going in the wrong direction. We don't dwell on them and bask in them. We don't make a career out of step one, as Abraham said recently. Step one is ask. Step two is the universe always answers. And step three is coming into alignment with the answer, moving into the vortex. Our asking takes place automatically through the contrast we ask. Ultimately, the universe has always answered. It is already done. So our work, our entire work, is to choose more wisely, to vibrate more consciously, to bring ourselves more and more into that feel-good place that represents alignment to Source. That is our work. Abraham says it so clearly and powerfully, that the whole work is to come into the vortex. Come into the vortex, come into the vortex, and then do anything else you have time for. Because when you're in the vortex, you receive the impulse that is aligned action. And one who is aligned is more powerful than a million who are not. Abraham speaks of our power in such expansive terms, it's almost hard to take in sometimes. But the truth of our being is power. The truth of our being is appreciation. The truth of our being is love. So as we do this work and come into the fullness of who we are, our lives glow with beauty and harmony, with grace and prosperity, with peace and energy, and passion and satisfaction and freedom and joy. This is our work. We can play at it. We don't have to make it hard. It can be easy peasy, fun and breezy. But this is our work. Our work is to focus. Our work is to choose. Our work is to be the appreciators, the lovers, the enjoyers of life, the celebrators of this amazing planet. We came to love. And when we love, we feel in harmony with our inner beings. When we love, we come into the vortex. When we appreciate, we find the key to the kingdom. And we are the heirs and heiresses to all of the good that we've ever appreciated, all of the asking we've ever done. The universe has answered. We are totally loved. This whole game has been set up for us to win, and now we know the rules. We are so empowered as we know the laws of the universe and the way they work and allow ourselves to work them consciously, so that the whole power and glory and beauty and fullness of our being shows up today as us. I am that. I am. I am the power. I am the glory. I am the goodness. I am the grace. I am the beauty. I am the clarity. I am the knowing of source, of spirit right now. It's already done. It's always been there. And I am finding my vibrational harmony with it more and more each day. I personally have been so empowered by the last 4 Abraham workshops that I've taken in the last 2 weeks, because their focus is on focus. Our power is in our focus. And we are learning more fully every day to focus on the greatness, the wonder, the amazing nature of who we truly are. And what an awesome world we live in. It is so good. I am so grateful. So let's just take a breath. For we are returning into this space to speak more consciously, to focus more intentionally, to allow our awareness to move into greater appreciation, and to allow our appreciation for Abraham Hicks and for Jerry and Esther and for the incredible, beautiful work that they do to lift us higher today as we appreciate and share with each other the brilliance and beauty and power of who we are. I am so grateful to be here. And so it is.
So it is.